Welcome back to the show. It's Peace News Now. This is the top of the second hour this March 4th, Tuesday, 2014. And in this segment, I am joined by Michael W. Dean for our second hour of live radio in this very day. Thank you for joining me once again, Michael.
Yeah, you and I, all the cool kids are in Texas at the Texas Bitcoin Depository. And, you know, I'm always around. I'm your, like, go-to, you know, when you have to fill a space, you're like, Michael Dean's sitting in front of a computer with a microphone. I know he is. And he'll talk. And we're cool guys, but we're not cool enough to be there, you know, I guess.
That's so. Right. No,
You're cool, but I'm trying parole. You can't leave the state or something, right?
We got to make sure that when something's going down, we're in front of a camera and a microphone to talk about it.
Yeah, I listened to Free Talk Live tonight. It was like Johnny Ray and Billy Joe. I don't know who it was. It was like all the main hosts. Like you were filling in for Angel Clark today.
Yeah, no one was anyone.
Nima Vidotti's at it, man, and he's married with children, and he's at it tomorrow.
You're on today because you want to talk about Meowbit, and I love this Meowbit. Idea. I gave a nice donation over to meowbit.com.
Did you?
Because I want to see, but it was in your least favorite cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.
You sent it last night. Was that you?
No, I just sent it now.
Wow.
Like an hour ago or something.
Cool, man.
Like
I didn't check it. So I'll check it.
Yeah, I was checking out the site during Free Talk Live, and I noticed that it's Windows only, and you're going to need some cash to grease the wheels to make a Windows or a Mac version.
Yeah, I think we're going to work on them. Well, first we got it on Windows 7 and 8, and we're going to work on XP this week. And if you get those three, I mean, literally, you cover like 75% of computer users. The next thing would be Mac, and we really don't need to work on Linux right now because Free Speech Me, the thing I was with before, already works only with Firefox, but it works for Linux. You know, I was listening to Johnny Ray talk to Garrett on Free Talk Live tonight, and he was like, yeah, I know how to download the blockchain. Of course, I use it on Linux, so it's a lot harder. And then he's like,
yeah, Garrett, I heard that too. I don't think that made any sense.
It did not. And then Garrett said, well, I use Windows, and Johnny Ray's like, well, I'm sorry. Like, I'm cooler than you because I use a computer system I don't know how to use very well, and it's really hard. That's what I heard.
Yeah, wait a minute. Linux is pretty cool, though, because it's open source, right? And
actually, it's free software. There's a big difference. Free software doesn't mean no pay. It means it's free like speech, not free like beer. Well, because something can be open source, but not free software. But something can, if something's free software, it's automatically open source. Open source just means you can examine the source.
Yeah,
but it doesn't necessarily mean you can change it and sell it and call it something else. And, you know, free software means you can do whatever the heck you want with it. And GNU/Linux, which is the proper nerd term for that operating system, is free software. And so is Meowbit, man. Meowbit, I mean, you know, next time someone says to me and doesn't give me a donation and says, make it for Mac, Android, I'm going to say, go ahead, man. Be my guest.
We want those things. And if we want them, we have to trade value for value. And so I'm willing to throw in a little bit so that I can have this on a Mac. This is going to make things so much easier for me. Things like using .bit websites in email,
Email we're working on. We're working on email too. You know, there's a lot of
on all web browsers.
Yeah.
It's a step above Free Speech Me, which folks are already familiar
with. It's many
with
steps above. Extension. Although I won't, you know, there's things in Free Speech Me that we don't have yet in Meowbit, because we started making Meowbit. Derek did the programming. I did a lot of work with him on it. I guided his hand, sort of.
What's his name? Derek Yoshi?
Derek Slopey. I tried to get him
Derek
to call
Slopey,
in, but
this
I think
is the same guy that did the original Silver Calculator app.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good guy. And that voice is Davi Barker, and with us also is Joel Valenzuela.
Hello.
Yeah, who has a great voice and needs a better mic. I'm not making fun. I'm not hating, man. I'm loving. I mean, I'll sit down and give you an hour of my value. You know, you can Skype me. I will talk to you for an hour and get your audio better. I'm not hating. One of my goals in life, you and I were talking earlier today, Derek, about, you know, what drives us and what we've done with our lives and, you know, the different pies we've had our fingers in. And one of the things I do is try to improve the quality of audio and video that Liberty people make, because It's not easy if you don't know what you're doing, but if it's explained to you and you're willing to do a few simple things. I mean, today someone was asking me, like, I made this really crappy recording of this guy. It's a rare interview and people need to hear it. How could I clean it up? And I'm like, well, you can, but it's really hard. It'd be a lot easier if you'd taken 10 more seconds to record it right, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That is such a difficult thing about poor audio. One of my gripes as a liberty activist when I was up in Keene was, you know, you carry a video camera everywhere. You start to get good at it. You become accustomed to it.
Well, and while the cops are beating you up, too.
Right, that's a little more difficult. But then when you watch other videos, it's so frustrating to see amateur mistakes that I think we all make at some point. Like, oh, turn the camera sideways. You know, when you're using a cell phone, when you've got that long ways video, it's such a pain to look at.
Yeah, so you don't have to spend hours rendering it or just upload it wrong on YouTube and have people turn their head like a cat when they watch it.
You know, speaking of tips, you're doing a podcast or you're starting one soon. You were talking about the issue of talking over your guests.
I'm going to talk over you and just say it's
a good thing, Michael.
It's not necessarily – it's a radio show. It's syndicated on Genesis Communications Network like the Freedom Fiends and like Free Talk Live. But we're still working on getting our first station. There are three stations that say they're probably going to take it, but – if one station takes it, it's a radio show. If nobody takes it from day one, it's a podcast from day one. But it will eventually have radio stations. That's how it works. I haven't had time. You know,
how do you sell a podcast or how do you sell a radio show without having any audio first?
I made a demo. No, I made a demo for this. Well, for Freedom Fiends, we were a podcast for 2 years, so we had audio.
Right, I get why Freedom Fiends became a real radio show.
But this show is going to be rotating like about 9 or 10 people I've done shows with before, probably including you sometimes, who are up late at night, you know, and some of it's like rock stars, like Stephanie Murphy, because she's up late at night. And some of it's like this lady, Diana, that I've just been chatting with, and she has an okay voice and she wants to do it. She's willing to go spend $55 on the mic I tell her to get and do a little sound conditioning in her bedroom. And so it's going to be kind of the Liberty, like, journalism school, Michael Dean's, you know, home for wayward radio people. Like, you'll learn, you know, a lot of people like go to journalism school to try to get a job on radio or TV and never even get on. They end up making coffee.
What do you think about that?
I'm punk rock, man. I used to pull people out of the crowd and get them up on stage with my band in front of 30 people and have them sing along, you know?
Is that a good idea?
Yeah.
I just imagine that going a lot worse than we would.
Well, here's the thing about it. You can break all those rules and turn the camera sideways and do things that are bad radio, like talk over each other that are classically bad radio, and still make really good art if you're really good at the basics of everything. You know, like some of the best rock shows I ever saw were punk rock bands where everyone in the band was inebriated, falling down drunk. They'd driven 27 hours to get there. They didn't get a sound check. You know, the cops busted the gig in the middle of it. And
they just do it on pure energy, right?
But they could actually really play. And they just blew me away. Like Corrosion of Conformity in 1983 at DC Space in Washington, D.C. Burned into my brain as much as, like, you know, Led Zeppelin at the Enorma Dome.
I wish I knew music because that sounds really
well. You were playing. You were. Tell me what you were playing when we came on. Who did you say it was, and whose brother? What did you say?
That was the Federal Crime, the brother of my first guest, Jay Noon. It was Josh Noon.
Yeah, and I said,
check him out at thefederalcrime.com.
And I said, I don't know who that is, man. You're young and hip. I'm like, it sounds like the Jackson 5 to me. I know who that is.
That's right. Hey, do you think we should try and take a call? Liberty Phoenix was getting in touch with us.
Sure, man.
I don't know if we can even do two calls on on Skype. You can add two people.
You can add
once.
More. It turns into a mess, but yeah, go ahead. Why not?
No, we're not doing it then. I canceled this call. We don't have time for that. We'll let him call in the next segment.
You want to talk about Meowbit, right? Meowbit?
I want to talk about Meowbit, but also I know what the Liberty Phoenix is calling about. It's about an addition to the non-aggression principle. And I don't really want to talk about that yet. We can save that.
Is it the non-aggression principle 2.0 that I invented 9 years ago?
Maybe it is.
Do not accept. Do not initiate or accept aggression.
That's an interesting twist. No, he wants to talk about trauma and how, like, verbal aggression can be a violation of the non-aggression principle, but you can't put a finger on it. I don't know. It's a little too confusing for me.
You kind of just summed it up. You summed up the whole argument right there.
We're going to talk about peaceful resistance when we return.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Welcome back to this very live a very special live episode of Peace News Now. We're joined by Michael W. Dean of Freedom Fiends.
Yeah.
And hey, Michael W. Dean and Davi Barker and Joel Valenzuela are also our co-hosts this evening of the Desert Lynx and ShinyBadges.com. Davi, you found yourself in some trouble recently. You've been making
Did Alex Jones call you yet?
He has not called me yet, but I was on Forbes today.
Yeah, really? How cool was that? And the what I love about it is the hoodie is everywhere. The image of the hoodie is the thing that people are circulating.
Does that translate into money? Are you selling hoodies because of that? More hoodies?
No, it was a winter campaign. It ended in December, so we're not offering them right now. We're going to start again probably in like August. But yeah, missed opportunity.
Yeah, man. Oh, here you are in Forbes magazine. You go, girl. I mean, dude.
Yeah, where's the furthest this story has reached, Davi?
Someone sent me a link where it was translated into Spanish, but I couldn't tell you what the name of the publication was.
Do you know, did this lady call you, Kashmir Hill?
No, I actually contacted her because there's some facts in her article that are incorrect.
Yeah, nice. I noticed that's what you had blogged about it, or that's what you had posted on Facebook, that you know they are able to get in touch with the TSA about what happened. Why aren't they able to get in touch with you?
Who are you telling you to?
No, Davi. No, this didn't happen to anyone else.
I know.
I don't know. Davi's just not that interested in
Well, they haven't gotten in touch with me. I could tell them what I think about it, although they could just listen to me talking with Davi about it and then talking to Bill Buford about it. I basically said it's the equivalent of show me on the doll where the state touched you, Billy.
Now,
you know what's interesting to me about this now is how much it mutates every time it changes, because Forbes is back to Business Insider, and Business Insider got the facts wrong. So
that's what telephone
got the facts wrong.
I heard that somebody got stopped at the TSA with Bitcoin purple monkey dishwasher.
Right. Exactly. It becomes so deformed. So, all right. I want to know. We talked about this on the Angel Clark show a lot, but .bit websites, we don't really know that much about them. Do you have a .bit website, guys? Davi? Joel?
I have a bunch of URLs that I've registered, but I have not launched any of them yet.
All right. Is that because you've got the Namecoin client on a Windows machine and everything runs just as it should? Is that the idea? Do I have to get one of these things?
I've been able to get the Namecoin wallet. I haven't been able to get the Free Speech Me plugin, so I'm looking forward to trying out this Meowbit thing.
Yeah, Meowbit is the way to go now.
Yeah, unless you're on Linux. And if you're on Linux, you probably could, like, you know, take our code and write your own. Yeah. I mean, not that you have to be a nerd to be on Linux, but smarter people tend to use Linux. Although it's Johnny Ray's smart, but he sounded like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm on Linux, so I'm cooler
that's
than
just
you.
That's just his character. No,
oh,
that's
it?
Not.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just him when he's on Free Talk Live.
Cool.
He's
good,
bright.
Man. He's good on Free Talk Live. I like him.
I agree. He's really got a way of breaking down those stories. But okay, so I download this thing. Is it big? Is it gonna slow down my computer?
No, it's like 2 megs, and it's it doesn't slow down anything. Free Speech Me did cause a few problems. It was not perfect. It tended to make the browser freeze a little bit, and I had a weird issue with it that probably no one has. But I go in every morning and check my Windows Event Viewer to see how long I've been asleep, because I work and then I turn off my computer and collapse, and I don't know what time I go to sleep. So I want to know if I've slept enough and need to nap. You know, like, I don't want to listen to my body. I want to listen to my computer, basically. So.
Well, that'll tell you.
But the event viewer would freeze, and it never did that, you know. And once I got rid of Free Speech Me, it stopped freezing. So,
okay, so it was causing problems.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know, because it sounds like you've got an empire of computers and guns in your underground bunker where you produce all these shows, and microphones, not to leave out microphones.
I'm so not so in an underground bunker. That's just my persona. That's just, yeah.
Why another podcast? Why did you decide to make this After Dark show?
Because I wanted to do a show. I wanted to do the Freedom Fiend 7 days a week. I wanted to turn it into like a Free Talk Live kind of empire, because I like talking all the time. And really the only way to make money at radio is to be on 6 or 7 days a week. And I'm not just in it for the money at all, obviously, because I do make money at media.
Wait,
but
is there more money in 6 days a week?
More ad time to sell.
Okay,
it's
that's it.
Simple,
it's just as simple,
simple
as that.
Kindergarten, first grade math, man. Yeah.
All right.
Because the Freedom Fiends are on 4 hours a week, And Free Talk Live is on 21 hours a week. And even if we, you know, they sell their ads for more because they're on more stations. But even if we're on the same stations, they have a lot more ad time to sell. So, but it's also just that I like talking. I'm not making money, and I've spent 2 hours of my busy day today yakking on the radio just because it was available. You know,
give us the secrets on getting these ads in your podcast, because I think a lot of us have our own podcasts and have
dropped the price beyond low. We were ridiculously trying to get $500 a month, and we dropped it, and we were not selling. We were selling like one ad, and it was kind of charity. It was like a guy with some money who liked our show. So we dropped it down to $100 a month for, you know, 30-second ads Saturday and Sunday, 4 days a week. And we have like four or five paid advertisers now. Now, if you can't sell it for that, sell it for $20 a month, man, because it's better.
Can you do a live read?
I don't like doing live reads. It sounds like prostitution, man. It sounds like it's as sincere. It is sincere as a stripper with a businessman on her lap saying, "Baby, you're beautiful. You're the one."
I got to tell you, Mike, I've read your email about Michael. This, and as the merchant, I much prefer live reads.
Yeah, but we talk you up all the time anyway, and it's sincere. Instead of once a day, we pick a time to talk you up. It's like three times a month or twice a month, we say great stuff about you because we want to.
It is always weird. Like, you see people on their webcam like, "Box, blah, 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 blah." I won't say which agency.
Yeah.
I wonder who Derek was thinking of.
Nima has a funny thing he says making fun of that. He talks about how Hannity will be like, "And we need to bomb those Muslims back to the Stone Age." And you know what else is Stone Age? Having hard water. So use Simpson's water softener.
Fight off the globalists with Aquarius water filters.
That's
it is a little strange. Okay.
Oh, so you want to hear my imitation of that? I can't do it. He's on my network.
But you say
I use colloidal uranium enemas to keep away the New World Order.
Wow, that's pretty good. You don't have like drops,
Thank
do you?
Tangerine.
Now, all right. So you're going to have this other show. You wanted to have Fiend 7 days a week. It makes more money this way. So
that's not why I wanted to do it, because I want to do radio.
Like, I'm in it for the money.
I'm in it for the money. I'm stacking mad bitcoins, biatch. No, it's, right. Basically, if I can make a little more money at it, I cannot have to do any other work. I make money, mailbox money. Like, I write books, tech books, and I make documentary movies, and they pay royalties for like 10 years, but it trickles down. So I have to keep making a new project a year or so. But, if, you know, it's getting to the point where I haven't done a lot of those in a few years. And if I could do, I get enough money that if I could make half a living, you know, like half of a 7-Eleven living at radio, then I could not have to write tech books for a living. So
yeah, why not?
Then I have more time to do it. It's simple economics. And basically it's not, you're making me sound like I'm in it for the money. I wanted to do radio 7 days a week.
Why shouldn't you be in it for the money? I think it's good. You're not just in it for the money. You said something interesting on the Angel Clark show, that the person with the most content on the hard drives,
who dies with his art on the most hard drives wins.
I think that is so true. And that's what it's really all about.
And that's 7 days a week. And Nima Vidotti couldn't do it. He's a new dad and he works 70 hours a week. So I started a new show. That's your answer.
All right. So now you got it. Hey, this is Michael W. Dean joining us on Peace News Now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Worms.
Man, I love that. What do you just get real close to the microphone? What microphone are you on, by the way?
I'm on an Electrovoice RE20 through a
I'm so jealous.
Through a Presonus tube amplifier and a I have the same mixer company as you do, but it's the big one like Ian uses. You have the little one or the big one?
I got the little
Zenix,
one.
The little baby Zenix. Yes, the baby one though is good because it has mixed. You can do a mix minus on it. You can't do that on most little mixers.
Yeah. I can do a mix minus. Here it is. It's the Bitcoin mixer.
Yeah.
I call it the Bitcoin mixer.
Okay, the coolest thing about my audio chain is not the RE20 microphone. It's the tube I have in my preamp, okay? They come with a Chinese tube that's worth about $5. I threw it away. I put in like a $15 Russian tube that sounds a lot better. But I took that out because one of our fans had a cache of unused 1961 Telefunken West Berlin tubes, and that's what I'm using right now.
No way.
Yeah, 1961, That's older than me.
That's why you sound like that.
No, I sound pretty much like this. You wouldn't tell the difference over Skype, but when I'm recording on my end, a good ear can tell the difference.
Yeah, you sound like that guy doing intros on Reservoir Dogs.
I mean, I turned the tube part completely off, and I can still sound almost like this, but with the tube, it sounds a little sexier.
Yeah, man, that sounds great, I'll say. That's terrific.
Yeah.
Hey, open invitation, too, if Liberty Phoenix is listening on the line, then you can also call in again.
You can send an essay.
What's that?
Send us a long essay and we'll read it on the air.
No, he's not going to send us an essay. I think I summarized it. Now he's not going to call
in. I think
in.
He did, man, in one line.
Yeah.
Meow bit.
Oh, man, meow bit is the way.
I was going to put this in the press release, but I'm not going to. But it's a good show.
No.
It's a good show.
No, please don't. Meow bit.
I don't need to talk about meow bit, man.
Was good.
I'm
No, the one from earlier was
good.
Yeah,
it's already up. No, it's already up on the website.
I thought we talked about meow bit already.
We didn't.
We get it.
You get it. You get it, but the listeners don't get it. That's all right, man. It's a good subject. Keep going. Keep going, man.
No.
So if Bitcoin evolved economics and free speech me along with the .bit domains is evolved web surfing, does that mean that with Meowbit, we have now evolved to where we are the fourth dimension of web surfing now?
Well, basically, yeah, because basically you could now have a site that operates with Bitcoin that can't be taken down for what it's doing with Bitcoin. That's the holy grail, man. That's the holy grail of computers circumventing aggression from men with shiny badges.
I would be worried that if I were running some kind of a website from my computer, because don't you have to operate these, or don't you have to host these .bit websites yourself?
No. There's a whole, I listened to the Free Talk Live tonight where Garrett called in and talked about it. And Johnny Ray, I need to call them tomorrow because they have no idea what this is. It's basically exactly the same as a .com site. It's hosted the same places. Like my .bit sites, except for .bit Kitty Picks, which is my .bit only cat site that I made to drive people to .bit because I figured cats drive the .com internet and they should drive the .bit internet. Aside from that site, the 10 domains that I have that are mine that I'm not just poaching for other people to save to give to them. Like I have Stefan Molyneux.bit and he's like, I don't know what that is. I'm too busy speaking at the Texas Bitcoin convention about the future of cryptocurrencies. I don't need that. Literally, like I have wired.bit. I called Wired Magazine and said, do you want your name in .bit? I explained what it was. They're like, I don't know. I called O'Reilly.bit.
Oh my God.
O'Reilly got it. O'Reilly got it though. O'Reilly,
you're kidding me.
Tim O'Reilly invented the phrase web 2.0. He used to be my boss. I wrote for them and he got it. And he had his web guy call me and they're working on then. And I'm going to give them O'Reilly.bit. But boing, boing. I have boing, boing. I have boingboing.bit. They're like, I don't really see that. I don't see why I need that.
Free Speech Me is a free software. Free Speech Me. We're going to hear about that now.
No, man. You got to go to Meowbit.
I want to reiterate. I think it is a perfectly valid custom to say if you've offered the person their web domain for free and they've turned it down, then it is not squatting to charge them when they come to you.
No, I'm just keeping all their sites that they turned down and pointing them to Freedom Fiends.
That is awesome.
Yeah. I offer it free at first, and when they come back in 6 months, I'll say, okay, one Bitcoin. And if they don't come back in 6 months, it's going to be, boingboing.bit is going to point to the Freedom Fiends forever.
That's right.
Yeah.
Michael, I'm sorry about that. No, I don't know if you were serious or not about listing this show and what you were going to talk about for Meowbit. But, I'd be happy to close out the rest of this segment about me.
I don't want to kick people out of I was kind of making a joke, but I am kind of on a junket. I'm like, I have the key to something that's going to be a huge problem with governments really soon that people need to get up on that they could do tonight. I'm not the gatekeeper. It's free. It's out there. Go get it. Forget, you hate me and go take it. It's free. But it's like, I'm trying to get people to be aware of this. And they're like, oh, I don't know. I have to go blog about the new Crazy Birds app on the iPhone.
Well, I feel like I can't do much about it because I've got a Mac and here I'm sitting.
But you're
like,
doing great. You had me on for an hour talking about it today. I listened to that today. I actually listened to that hour after recording that hour with you. And the thing that I realized was you actually said a couple things. And Johnny Ray really said this strongly, was like, you know, something about like, well, I don't really see the need for that. I mean, and I'm like, do you guys, not you, but him so much, like, do you guys read the news? Like right now, Russia is closing down websites in the Ukraine of people who are like blogging about what's being, about people being murdered in the Ukraine, you know?
That's right.
Like, if you think that can happen here, and I'm not like, you know, all the conspiracy people are like, I'm saving up for Armageddon. I have $10,000 worth of ammo and food. And I'm like, okay, but maybe you should spend an hour getting your website so it can't be taken down for free, because that's more likely to happen, and it's going to happen sooner than there's going to be civil war in America.
Well, I'm so glad that you're on top of this.
It's not like websites haven't been taken down in the States either.
I know. All the time, man. All the time. And more than that, the U.S. takes down sites run by people in the U.S. that are hosted offshore, off America.
Happens right, because the they have the phone book.
Yeah, because they can call ICANN and say, hey, doesn't ICANN stand for I can take your website because I work for the government? And they go, sure, man, which websites? I think Obama has an app on his BlackBerry. If he doesn't like a website, he gets to take it down probably.
It's like adding it to his bookmarks. He has his own sort of bookmark app on his browser where he's a nope, block this one.
Yeah.
The chat says there's over 120,000 .bit sites. How many most of them are Michael W. Dean's?
There are not there are 120,000 registered domains. They're all cyber squatting, except for there are probably about 50 .bit websites. Before I started a month ago on this, there were like 10. I've gotten a bunch of people to start them, and a lot of the existing .bit sites are just mirrors of .com sites, which is fine, and that's really what you want to do. I mean, there's really only like three .bit only websites. But the thing people don't understand about this, this isn't some magical thing. You don't buy these domains with Namecoin. Namecoin is what you register. It is the like, it's the cement we're building these roads out of.
That's the blockchain.
And people are like really smart people, like people who are like IP attorneys and like, you know, cryptocurrency experts, you know. They're
hold,
like,
hold that thought. We're coming back after this ad for guns and weed. Plus, we need to come up with a question for this book to give away. So it should be something about guns and weed, like trivia.
About the movie?
Welcome back to the show. Yes, the movie Guns and Weed. Or any of the other various projects that Michael W. Dean works on. Tonight, we're talking about Meowbit, a way to make your website invulnerable to government agents. Or at least a little more secure.
I got a question for the giveaway. What did Nima Vidati do for a living before he became a radio superstar?
Ooh, that's a good question. Liberty.
Yeah, but you can't win it.
You can't win this book, Davi. This book is from Lampoon the System, lampoonthesystem.com. You can see their comics in the Peter Schiff Gold Report. It comes out, I don't know, weekly, something like that. The comics are very funny. Creator, I met him over at Liberty Forum. We've worked together on AVTM. You can win this book.
I think you should read the setup and have people guess the punchline.
Yeah, that could be a good one too. Well, we've got another one to give away on Sunday. So we've got this one for tonight. It could be Michael W. Dean's suggestion. But then they've got good ones here. Like, look, I don't want to give too much away, but for those of you who are watching at home, you can see there's ones of like baseball players injecting their own butts with steroids. Hilarious. But we're talking about ways to protect your website, because we don't want your comics to get censored, the government to say you can't put that on the web. But this is happening. Michael W. Dean said over the break that this is happening right now in the Ukraine. It's happened before in the U.S. Davi, you mentioned
it happens weekly to Pirate Bay. I mean, they change top level domains every month at least.
So why aren't they a .bit already?
Because they're working on something that's kind of vaporware that they say, well, it's a special browser, and it's like nobody wants to use a special browser. You know,
no, I don't want a special browser. I like Meowbit because it works on all my browsers.
I want to explain what Meowbit and .bit is, because I've heard a bunch of like guesstimates that aren't correct. .bit websites. You host them exactly like your .com. Like, basically, you register the .bit, you go into your cPanel of HostGator or whatever, and you enter one little change there, and it points the .bit to the .com. Then anybody with Meowbit or with FreeSpeechMe, if they're on Linux, it'll when they type in, you know, freedomfiends.bit, it goes to the freedomfiends.com site. And then there's one other tiny line of code. You know, you cut and paste it into one of your WordPress files, and it makes all the links work perfectly on there. So basically, if ICANN or the government took away freedomfiends.com, if they said this is hate speech, and you know, if the state said this is hate speech and told ICANN to delete it, and everyone went to freedomfiends.com and it went to that like bald eagle site that says this domain has been, you know, you've seen it, they could just go to the freedomfiends.bit and it would be up. And then if they went to HostGator and said, okay, you can't host these guys anymore, this is horrible, then you know, I would just take the USB drive that I have that backs the whole thing up, upload it to some other country, and then point the .bit to there. Now, here's a couple really cool things about .bit over .com. When you make a domain change, which you do in the wallet, and within 40 minutes, everyone in the world can see it at the new location without even knowing it was down. That takes 2 to 3 days with .com sites. .bit is also far more resistant to being taken, like hijacked to a faked site, you know, that would steal passwords, or being, you know, taken down by hackers or criminals, crackers or criminals. And really, it's like, even if we lived in LibPair, the internet should run on blockchain. It wouldn't have to be .bit. It could be .com, could run on. But basically, this infrastructure is far more solid than the web. And when I first got on the web in like 96, the whole promise of it was everybody in their basement now has the same viewability as the New York Times. It's totally liberating. Right. It democratizes free speech. But exactly. It was always on top of these .com, .org, .uk, .whatever, .me. Domains that governments can seize. So your free speech isn't really free when someone can just take it away by sending an email without due process and saying, take this down.
Question for you, Michael, from the chat room. What if you don't freaking have a .com or just your personal computer?
Well, then you can register a .bit only site for 7 cents instead of like $15, and you could actually host it on your own computer. If you have an internet connection, you can be a web host. It's going to go a little slower, maybe, if you get a lot of traffic than hosting it with, you know, some like HostGator or someone like that. But you can literally, you know, you could be a homeless person and have a website that's up as many hours as you are in the Starbucks that day, you know?
Another technical question. Would you rather run the Namecoin client and the Meowbit monitor than run one client that does it all and doesn't make you wait to sync?
Is that Jeremy who created Free Speech Me asking that question?
I don't know. It's someone highly technical, but someone asking this question in the chat room.
Free Speech Me downloaded its own copy of the blockchain, which had its usefulness because you didn't have to deal with the wallet, I guess is the answer, but you still have to download for 5 hours the first time you use either one. And I actually like, and this was intentional, that we had Meowbit use the wallet because we want to push adoption of the wallet. We want people to not just be able to view these sites, but be able to create them, to be able to sell and buy and trade Namecoin.
Who do you pay for the registration when you say it's 7 cents?
You don't really pay for anybody for the registration. You buy Namecoin. One Namecoin is, I don't know, $3 and something, between $3 and $4 generally lately. And you can register 50, that's 50 domains with one Namecoin. So, and basically when you register it, you make a little like a, you know, dust level transaction through the wallet. Part of the Namecoin is destroyed when that happens, which actually does some interesting things to the overall value and inflation and deflation. It's something that doesn't exist in most other cryptocurrencies. But these are not designed. These should never be $1,000. They should never hit they're $5 now. I could see them going up to $20. They're actually almost as hard to mine as Bitcoin, but a lot of people dual mine and mine some Namecoin on the side.
I was mining Namecoin.
Yeah.
But I didn't even know what it was good for. I sold them.
Yeah.
Sure, sold them to me. It was like, yeah, I should have. It was like a side benefit. When you have one of those ASIC USB miners, they mine Bitcoin. And
I'm trying to think of like some, there's, you know, some industrial process, like, you know, when they make good wine, you know, they scrape off the scum on the top and sell it as Mad Dog or something.
Right, right. Something like that.
And, you know, most people say, well, Mad Dog's not good wine, but people who like it are like, that's better than the good wine. It's fortified. And that's how Namecoin are, you know?
Another question for you, Michael. Are you anonymous hosting your site on .bit? And if not, why not use .onion instead?
Okay, that's another thing a lot of people aren't understanding about this. .bit in and of itself is not anonymous. It can be used to make human-readable onion addresses. or you know, Tor addresses, which is pretty cool because normally Tor addresses look like Bitcoin addresses. How do you tell someone at a rally, hey, go to my website? But you know, you could have like you know, free speech, you know, freedomsphoenix.bit.tor.bit or something. You could make that go to a Tor address and people could remember that. But this does not hide you. It does not make you anonymous. That's not the point. The point isn't, this is for public websites that everybody sees and everybody knows who's making them, that are so popular and feisty that governments and corporations want to have them removed, and you can't very easily be removed with this.
Does the namecoin you sacrifice to the .bit domain go back to the pool for miners to get?
I don't know the answer to that. I know that a little bit of every transaction on a blockchain goes to the people that run, you know, nodes of the blockchain. It kind of like pays for its own way. You know, like when you make a transaction on Namecoin to register a domain name, it's, oh, I forget, it's something like 0.01 Namecoin to register, but then there's a charge sometimes, depending on how many you register, of 0.005.
What's the process like? I mean, I assume you've blogged about the process of setting up a .bit domain.
If you go to meowbit.com, there's whole tutorials on every aspect of doing this. And it's pretty simple, man. I mean, if you can use Bitcoin, you can use Namecoin.
All right. Hey, Liberty Phoenix, are you still on the line with us? Do you want to win a book?
I am here. I would love to.
Hey, what was Nima Vadadi's previous occupation before he was a radio superstar?
My guess would be a lawyer.
Kick him off. He's wrong. Sorry, Liberty Phoenix. You'll try again.
Well, the funny thing is, he could have Googled it 20 times over since you asked the question. But
right. I asked it in the chat room too, so it's all fair game. If you can answer the question, the book is yours. Only a couple of minutes left. Our number is Hi-Fi Civ Dis, or Skype us.
You know, when I was in DC, my phone number that I moved into was Dean B O K.
Were you okay?
Yeah,
I guess that entire time.
I don't know. I was living in Adams Morgan. I wasn't very okay, and this was during the summer of crack when they arrested the mayor for crack, and I was in a crack neighborhood. It was not okay.
What do you know about those other websites now? We're out of time.
I'm recording. Keep talking, man.
All right. No. We got to end this show on LRN.FM. We'll keep going maybe just a minute or two on the YouTube version. This has been a lot of fun. I want to thank you sincerely, Michael, for coming on, talking about MeowBit. I really think it is revolutionary.
I want to thank everyone for letting me like interrupt their conversation. But, you know, you invited me on here to talk about something that I'm basically pitching. So I had to say, let's talk about it because it's important. It's not my new book or anything. It's like the new internet.
Hey, man, thanks so much. That was a lot of fun. And we did just wrap up the show. That's it. And I want to thank you again, all of you.
Yeah, man. I'm honored.
Absolutely.
All right, so meowbit.com.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, yeah,
Dobby's technical question.
So you need the plugins to view .bit websites, as I understand it, and you need the wallet to register .bit websites, but I think is it possible to redirect a .bit to a .com with just the wallet, or do you need the plugin for that?
Yeah, no, I could do it right now. I mean, do you want me to register shinybadges.bit and point it to your .com site? I could do that right now.
Well, I already have shinybadges.bit.
Never mind. Put it this way: anybody could get any domain that's not taken and direct it to anybody to any .com without any involvement in the person. All they need is to know
then. Like, is there an error message? Does it have, like, a, like, conflict?
What happens if what? Oh, yeah, it says this name is not available. Yeah. I checked. The first thing I checked when I got on it, I was like, I want to see if cat.com, and it was, I mean, cat.bit. And, of course, it was taken. So the 150,000 names you mentioned, it's cyber squatters. They're like, these are 7 cents each, and they set up bots and just register, like, every noun and, you know, Pepsi and everything. They figure someday Pepsi's never going to buy this from them. Pepsi's going to sue them, and Pepsi's not going to bother because Pepsi will never get taken down because they're part of the military industrial complex. This is like internet for radicals, man.
Yeah, this is a very interesting project. I can't wait. I'm going to get this set up so that I can understand .bit. I think this is I want to be on the cutting edge of what's after
Bitcoin. You want to have it put it this way, a lot, you know how people say like, oh, I'm not against guns, but I'll get a gun when the poop hits the fan. It's like, you won't be able to get a gun when the poop hits the fan. You won't be able to go to the range and train with it. You won't be able to buy ammo. You got to do that when things are good. So when they get bad, you're already up and running.
It's a great point. Hey, Michael, we're going to cut the broadcast, and that we'll end it on that excellent point.
Thanks, man.
Thank you again for being on. I will follow up with meowbit.com.
Do you like the picture I made of you for the other show?
I love it, although it was rightly pointed out that I'm probably less a tabby and more a Siamese.
Yeah, I don't have a picture. I don't have a Siamese, so I don't have a picture of me with one in my lap petting it in front of a microphone.
That's okay. I'll take it. Sexy. Thanks, cool, Michael.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Bye.